At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Now, yesterday on the show, I was lucky enough to have Picture This in to talk about their brand new album, Parked Car Conversations. A great time chatting to the lads. But while we were chatting to the lads, there was a text came in. Now, I didn't see it until a little bit later on, but I was like, whoa, hold on to that now. Let's talk to Shelley in the morning and get to the bottom of her big plan. Shelley in Galway, how are you?
Morning, how are you getting
on? I'm very well, and yourself?
Good now, good.
Did you enjoy the Picture This chat yesterday?
Loved it.
You're a big fan, aren't you?
Yeah, we are big fans. So trying to convince himself to go to the show in June. So
So the show in June is what, St. Anne's Park?
What
an amazing place to play a gig. I was there with Dec Pierce and Block Rock and Beats last year playing on stage, and it is absolutely phenomenal. So to see Picture This on that stage is going to be unreal. And you said yourself, you're trying to convince himself to go, yeah?
Yeah, so we are due our first mid-June, so I will be 37 weeks pregnant when the show is on.
Right. So,
that's the only hiccup.
Yeah, I can understand his trepidation. I applaud your bravery. You're just like, listen, it's Picture This in St. Anne's Park. I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. So I came up with different solutions. I was like, we can have a picnic blanket and I can sit on the floor the whole day, or come with a chair. And
a chair might be an idea if you're 37 weeks pregnant. Now, I'm not sure how much you'd see if you had a chair.
We could be up the front or, you know, at the side,
Have you been to a Picture This gig up the front in the mosh pit at a Picture This gig on a camp chair 37 weeks pregnant? I'm not altogether sure that one's going to work out.
No, but sure, we can make it work.
Oh, look, I would think making it work is the absolute solution to this. And I mean, you know, I presume his reluctance is the fact that you could potentially, you know, go into labour while you're getting so excited about, you know, hearing new Picture This songs live for the first time or something like that.
Yeah, probably that would be his worry.
And obviously the dash would have to be made because you're in Galway. So what maternity hospital are you going to?
We're going to Galway. So,
right. So it's not like you've planned this where you're, you know, going to the Rotunda or something like that. So you could nip. No.
Well, listen, first time mom usually doesn't go on early, you know, and we'd have the bags all ready to go and everything. We'd have plans, option A, B and C.
Shelley, what's his name? You keep calling him him. Give him a name.
Barry,
right. Okay, Barry. So look, I can understand Barry's, you know, concerns, because it is the first, and on your first sometimes, you know, you're extra cautious. Certainly I would have been. Let me just paint a little picture for you. On our second, which my son Sam, my wife was due in late June, and I got word from the radio station I worked for at the time that there was an opportunity to go to Poland for the 2012 European Championships that Ireland had qualified for. So having sat, you know, worriedly by the phone and done all those things and panicked when my wife went into labour and I was on the radio and left the show in a panic and got her into the Rotunda and we had our first shot. On her second, I went, here, listen, I'm going to Poland for the Euros. Do you think you can hang on till I get back? And she went, yeah, probably. And then I just flew over. And then every day, like, we'd wake up and Dermot would shout over to me, go, any word from Tracy yet? And I check my phone and go, no, another day at the Euros for the lads. And then he waited about a week after I got back to come along into the world. So you never know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that would be the plan, like, hopefully.
Yeah. babies don't tend to always do the right thing. I mean, look, have you got a history of this? Are you a risk taker in terms of timings and things?
Hit and miss sometimes. Depends on the situation.
Would Barry say you are?
No, he probably wouldn't.
Okay. Right. Well, look, I think going to a gig, 37 weeks pregnant, just shows how much you love the band. And look, seeing them live is always going to be a joy, no matter who they are. But Picture This particularly, I love them. But like, you know, tell Barry, as you said, it'll be grand.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, people have, look, before maternity hospitals a couple of hundred years ago, we had babies in fields. We knew what we were doing. It'll all be grand, says you.
Yeah, no, that's the plan. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Barry's probably the smart one in this relationship, to be honest with you. Well, Shelley, I'll be there. I won't be 37 weeks pregnant, but I'll hopefully see you there.
Yeah, hopefully. I'll let you know how I get on.
Do, Shelley, please do. Thanks a million for talking to me this morning. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. If you have any cutting it fine stories, you could let me know on 087-4100-102. They don't have to be about pregnancy. I certainly are. You might remember last year, I went to see Metallica in Hamburg. And in the middle, so Metallica played two gigs in every city on their tour. One, and the ones in Hamburg were a Friday and a Sunday. And it happened that my son, Sam, that I was just talking about, his Hackett Cup final, the under-11s Cup final, was on the Saturday. So I had to go to the Metallica gig in Hamburg on the Friday and then figure out how to get from Hamburg to Dublin in time for like a 12 o'clock kickoff. Trust me, it was not easy. The German efficiency went out the window. The flight from Hamburg to Munich that was supposed to connect with the flight from Munich to Dublin was delayed. German flights delayed? Put it this way, I walked around the corner, well, ran. Well, you know me running. I jogged. Mm-hmm. I walked slightly faster than usual. Around the corner, onto the pitch as the ref blew his whistle. We went 3-0 down and I was like, this is great. There's 10 minutes to go on the final and we're 3-0 down. Sam scored a hat-trick. We won 5-3. We are the Hacker Cup champions. And then went back to Metallica the next night to go and see the second night. So look, these skinnier teeth things, they happen. So if you have any stories about them, you can let me know on 087-4100-102. Ymir, you're a gig goer. You've definitely cut things tight before.
Well, I think the most stressful one for me, it was actually work slash gig.
Oh, yeah.
So a couple of years ago, my favourite band in the entire world, LC Sound System, were playing. They weren't doing any Dublin dates.
Oh.
Only in London. They were doing five nights in one of the venues over there. So I booked in. I was like, I'm going. The only day I could do.
No matter what happens.
It was chaos. We'd had a wedding on the Friday, something on the Saturday, something on the Sunday. And then the gig was Monday. So we flew to London on the Monday morning, went to the gig Monday night, woke up Tuesday. Small matter of the issue was that we were also doing a show from Kilkenny on the Wednesday morning because we were doing something. It was when you were caddying for Dermot.
Oh, right, the whole Irish Open
thing.
Yes.
And I had to be in Kilkenny.
Yes, there was no way around that.
I had to be there for the show. There was no way around it. The only reason I got the annual leave was you can go
as long as you're back.
You can meet us in Kilkenny, but you have to be back. I got off the flight in Dublin at, I think, 2:30, maybe 3 o'clock, and my train to Kilkenny, I don't drive.
Sure.
And my train to Kilkenny was at 5:30, I think.
So you
had to get back into town, drop my stuff into the apartment,
swap
and get squat bags. I had everything packed. But what I didn't factor in was the fact that Guns N' Roses were playing in Marley Park. So I spent the entire journey on a very hot summer's day sweating, also quite tired and emotional from the night before. And then I literally, I had enough time. I remember I was running down the quays eating a wrap.
To get to Houston Station.
Made it. Worth it.
Shane makes a good point. You probably know that I'm quite friendly with Picture This.
Pull some strings. Get her up on the stage.
Yeah, I could probably put a call into the lads, in fairness, and see if we could do something for Shelley. But we're talking about cutting it fine. Like, it doesn't have to be about being 37 weeks pregnant, although it is for Marianne in Cork. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. What did you do at 37 weeks pregnant?
I went to Metallica.
Wow. So that was what, 2019. It's hard to remember when Metallica gigs, I go to so many of them. So you were what, 37 weeks as well?
Yeah, I think I was 37 and a half, or 36 and a half.
Right.
Almost 37, yeah.
And were you in the crowd bumping around with people, or were you off to the side, or did you get a seat? What did you do?
In the beginning, I was kind of midway, all right. I went with my sister and brother, and they minded me very well.
Right.
And then kind of later on, I kind of sat on the hill then and watched just sitting down. So,
Smart, in fairness, yeah. And no stirrings, everything was fine. Loud music didn't really do much to the unborn at that point, no?
No. I mean, she does like listening to it now.
Excellent. That's good parenting right there.
Yeah. I had to get her introduced to it nice and early.
Brilliant. So is she, what, nearly 5 now?
She's nearly five now. Yeah.
What's her name? Please tell me it's like James Hetfield or something.
No. That would be like a strange one. No, her name is Orla.
Orla. All right. Brilliant. Yeah. Well, look, congratulations on Orla waiting, being patient enough to wait and not put Mammy through some difficult slaying birth. That's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think Shelly should go, though?
I do. Because she's near maternity hospital there anyway, so...
Don't say that, Barry. Barry doesn't want to know that.
No, I think... I'd say she'd be fine. I know it's the unknown when it's your first pregnancy.
Sure.
But people are very good. They will mind her.
They will, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
They will.
All right, Marianne, thanks a million for sharing that story. Big hi to Orla.
Thanks a million.
All right,
take
see
care.
You later. Bye. Lots of your messages coming in on 087-4100-102. I think Helen sums it up for a lot of people. Isn't that right, Helen?
Hi, Dave. Helen Duff in Drumshambo. Lovely Leitrim here. I don't know if every house is the same, but we're up from 6:30, 7 o'clock every morning. And by the skin of our teeth, make it to the school for 10 to 9. It's always a race to the finish line here. The stress.
I hear you. It is, absolutely. I see my own kids going out on the Ring doorbell every morning and they're like, how can they be this late for school? And they're being thrown their bags after them and school bags and lunch boxes and water bottles. They always manage to be late. Neil has been on to us.
Hi, Dave. My daughter was due on a Sunday and we went to watch Leash play in the Leinster final football. We wouldn't be renowned for winning much, so when we got to the Leinster final, I couldn't miss the opportunity to go and watch it.
Look, you didn't even tell me, did Leash win? Was it worth calling? Would you remember, did Leash win the Leinster final? You're not going to risk football. You don't pay attention to that.
My guess is that they did.
They did. He's guessing, absolutely guessing. Aisling Mars and Carlo today. Hi, Aisling.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Go on. Good. Tell me about cutting it fine. What was it?
So, I was bridesmaid. The youngest sister in our family was getting married.
Yeah.
27th of May last year. And I was bridesmaid for the day.
Oh,
but
very
I also
nice.
Had my son's first communion on the very same day.
What is it about communions being unholy, landing on things when we've other things happening, lads?
I know. Talk about totally disrupting everything on his life, yeah.
So, communion and the wedding, which was first in the kind of the timetable of the day?
Well, priority-wise, now I'm not sure we can work it, but the communion was on first. The
right.
Communion was at 12 o'clock in Leash, and then the wedding was at 1 o'clock, half one maybe, in Carlow.
Oh my God, right.
In Carlow. So a 40-minute journey between the two,
yeah.
And at least a 45-minute ceremony between the two as well.
You'd be lucky if you're getting away with a 45-minute communion here. Fair play to you. The fella in Port Marnock could treat him like, right, I'm going to chat now for about 90 minutes here, lads.
But, oh no, I had a word with the priest and the principal. Let them know.
Get it done. Get it done quick. Okay, right.
For
so what's your son's name?
My son is Oren.
Oren, right. So Oren's big day. And then what's your sister's name?
Roisin.
Okay, so two big days on the one day. Right. So you and Oren go along and how do you sort out, because I mean the communion is all about hanging around and getting the photos and chatting away to his mates and all. What did you do there?
So what we had to do, I actually stayed in Carlow the night before to do the whole hair and makeup and everything with the girls in the morning. So I legged it from there early on Saturday morning.
So you drove the 40 minutes back?
Oh yeah, drove back.
Right, go on.
I don't do things by
hand. No, you don't.
So we drove back, collected him, got to the church. Like, we had to get to the church earlier, had to text all the mams to say, please be there earlier because I need to get a photograph with Oren and the boys.
Smart lady.
Oh, yeah, like a photographer running around pulling people out of seats going, can I have a quick picture? Oh, stop. It was manic. And
right,
then when
so
the priest was literally finishing up, we were like, okay, we have to go. So you got up and legged it, right.
Okay, so then you've got now, so this is, what did you say, 12 o'clock was the communion. So this is what, 12:45 or so. And then you've got to be at the wedding in Carlow at 1:30.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
now, our only saving grace is we're Mars and we're well known for being late. So I was banking on that.
So it's a family trait. You're praying that Roisin is like sitting around, only getting her hair done at about 1:15.
Yeah, hoping for that.
Yeah, and then, well, everyone wants to know, did you make it?
I did. We changed in the car, flying down in the back of the car, took off the dress, took off the communion outfit, put on the bridesmaid's dress, put on the page boy costume, the page boy suit.
Oh,
and
my God.
I think I actually flashed him as a lorry driver at one stage behind me. I remember looking back and I think I flashed him. So.
Whatever it takes. And Oren had a good day and Roisin had a good day.
Oren milked it. You know, he went around with the, he put on the badge after the wedding and he went around and told everyone it was communion. So.
Oh, and at a wedding, sure, the uncles and the brothers and the cousins are full of money.
Yeah, and he knew as he had a few drinks, he went back to the same one two or three times, you know.
If he has a tie around his head, he'll definitely give you more money, that's for sure.
This is it.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. Ashling, thank you so much for that story today.
Not at all.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Shane's been in touch as well.
Hi, guys. Shane, the postman here in Wicklow, talking about cutting a fine. Champions League final, 1999.
Yeah.
Man United.
Yeah.
Into injury time.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. The greatest comeback of all time. Glory. Glory Man United.
Shit, I thought you were going to tell me a story about you cutting it fine, although I did appreciate that. That's pretty amazing.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.